Tēnā koe, and now we have Anaru Wā. Anaru is from Smoke Free Aotearoa. Are you still there, Anaru?
Yes, I'm with the University of Otago, and based in Wellington, but also with the Health Coalition Aotearoa.
Tēnā koe. Yep. So this is Hiniani Melbourne. I'm not Dale Husband, unfortunately. My colleague's not well today. We're looking at the Australian government implementing strong controls on the import and packaging of e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
How does this affect New Zealand?
Well, I think traditionally New Zealand and Australia have a policy of sort of making sure that their policies are similar in terms of if Australia implements something, it often has a sort of flow effect to us, so we sort of follow suit and vice versa. But at the moment, our policies are a little bit different. As you'll be aware, New Zealand's Aotearoa passed really, really groundbreaking legislation last year with pretty much going to hopefully deal to smoking over longer term. But we haven't, we're still a little bit behind the eight ball, I think, with vaping and e-cigarettes. So Australia's just announced theirs, and they're coming down quite strong on their votes. And hopefully it'll have a bit of an impact on us. The New Zealand government's in the process of considering tightening the regulations, but won't go as far as it's happening in Australia.
Yeah, the Australian we spoke to, oncologist Dr. George Laking last week, who says that the Australian reforms are really heavy-handed. Do you think that'll work here?
The issue for us is that with this new legislation coming in, we've got you're going to have a lot of people who smoke who want to quit, and some of them will be able to, which is awesome, but some might really struggle, so vapes might help them to quit, or if they can't, as an alternate, they might be able to switch to them. Keeping in mind that vaping isn't harmless, it's much less harmful than smoking, but the real challenge that we face is that a lot of our rangata here are taking up vaping, and these are people who have never smoked before, so we've got rates of daily use of vapes, which are comparable to the early 2000s or mid-2000s for smoking. So, this is a real concern. So we're trying to sort of get the right balance between helping people who smoke, who could quit or switch to vapes, but also trying to protect our future. And I think Australia's going through the same process, and they're really concerned about, the uptake of vapes. So I think there's a lot of provisions in their legislation, which I think we really need to sort of pay attention to, particularly around disposables and flavours.
Yeah, it looks like the vapes are being specifically marketed to rangatahi. Are they marketed to Māori?
Well, I think in the past, I totally agree they are. You look at them, and these aren't being touted as products for people who smoke to switch to. These are, they've really got nice packaging, all the imagery, and the way they use it, it's sort of geared for young people. The range of flavours we know sort of appeal to young people. We know in the past that they've targeted Māori. So back in about 2018, 2019, we found that, there was instances of where some of the companies have specifically gone to Māori communities and tried to promote their products. We know that there's some companies are using Māori imagery on their products. Some of them, not all of them, actually sold in Aotearoa, but they have in the past. So I think they are targeting and they are exploiting our culture.
And it does have a long-term effect on our young people?
Yeah, well, I think the jury's out in terms of the harm, but I think, in terms of our young, addiction has a long-term effect with nicotine addiction, because it is a really addictive substance, and it's really, as anybody who smokes knows, it's really hard to quit. And in fact, you never really do quit, and you're always kind of addicted. So in terms of addiction use, and in terms of always wanting to use these things, that's probably a big long-term effect in terms of the finances. And that's one of the concerns for our young people. But in terms of the health, the jury's out a bit, but in terms of people who've never used vapes, it's definitely more harmful than not using, obviously. And so I think we need to protect our young people, but like I say, try and get the balance right for helping our people who smoke to switch an alternative.
Yeah, so it's a sort of a game of, should you ban it outright and therefore drive it underground? Or, what's the best solution?
Well, I think Australia, because they've got much more tighter restrictions over there, and they've found that a lot of people are getting it, over the internet and illicit and all that sort of thing. So I think just sending strong messages and just trying to really regulate in a way that's realistic. I'm really concerned About the disposables. We've seen disposable vaping products come through in other countries, and it's just exploded amongst our young people. These things are really cheap and easy to conceal, and once you use them, you just chuck them away. And so there's all these, you know, it's not only is it harmful, you know, it has an effect on our young people, but it also harms our environment. So, you know, I think it's a no-brainer to ban disposables. People who smoke, who need to switch, the sort of product that they need is going to be one of these, you know, like a mod type device where they can kind of get it, they can alter the nicotine salts or whatever in it just to help them get a product that's right for them. But these disposables, you know, the levels of nicotine, the flavours, they give for young people those things.
Oh, and what do you think should be done in terms of, you know, banning vaping or discouraging our young people from vaping?
Well, I think now what I know we've done in the past and it hasn't worked is trying to encourage, you know, young people to make, you know, a decision not to vape. It's much more complex than that, especially when we've got large industries promoting these things, and because they're so easy to use, you know, they're easy to conceal. They're not harsh like cigarettes. They've got yummy flavours and all those sorts of things. It's really, really easy to get addicted to them. So I think making sure that we get rid of the disposables, really cheap access into them. We're having a real long heart about the range of flavours, which Australia is doing as well, in terms of we need enough flavours to make it, you know, to make it a suitable alternative for people who smoke, but we don't need hundreds of flavours. You know, regulating the amount of nicotine in these things. We found last year that, a study last year found that the nicotine in vapes is often higher than what's indicated in the packaging. So they're quite highly addictive substances. Like I said, the flavours. So we can't, you know, thinking about the access, we know that a lot of young people are just buying them in the shops. So we've got, you know, lots of dairies selling these things. And then we've got the specialist vape retailers, and they're almost, you know, the specialist vape retailers are really almost on every street corner and opposite a lot of schools. So trying to really sort of reduce the number of access points for them as well.
Gosh, it's almost like how we had to attack smoking with young people, and now it's vaping. So
I agree. I think we've done pretty good with smoking, but you know, I'm not keen for our legacy to be vaping for, you know, for our young people into the future, because when we talk to young people, their concern isn't so much smoking, it's hardly anybody smokes amongst their peers. It's the vaping that worries them, and it's the vaping that's in their face every day. It's in, you know, in the schools. We all hear the stories. We know that, you know, young people use them in toilets and all those sorts of things at school. So it's their concern, and we should need to be thinking of the future, not just now. Obviously, you know, getting rid of smoking and supporting smokers to quit or switch or whatever, it's a huge game. But no, I don't think this should be our legacy to the future.
Yes, yeah, definitely not. Well, thank you very much for your time, Anuru, and look forward to hearing from you again soon. Namahi.
Cool. Namahi.